My work takes me to some strange places, usually third world, and often during a coup, jihad, civil war, uprising, or riot of some description. If all that fails to happen then, with my track record, there'll be a natural disaster. Only in the oil industry, the messy, try-not-to-cut-a-limb-off side of the oil industry, does one realize firsthand that no matter what's going on in the world, the drilling goes on regardless. Mind that landmine. After enduring the sheer madness of Nigeria, getting shot at in the Philippines, being locked up in Vietnam, getting dysentery in Papua New Guinea, suffering the worst toothache of my life in a Russian tundra hundreds of miles from the nearest dentist. Oh yes, and there was that whole rig sinking thing on that last 3 month long job. I thought a nice holiday was in order. Europe with its safe, civilized streets, what could possibly happen there? But before my long-awaited holiday could start, I had to get some training courses out of the way. I was looking at a very hectic week. Erwin and I arrived back in Singapore, looking and feeling like a couple of parolees. After 3 months on that rig, I realized I had been out there too long, and it was definitely fiddling with my sanity. It's the little things that make a difference. After a normal, relatively lucid man has been effectively institutionalized on the rig by the rig system, just walking about in regular clothing feels special, and everything your senses experience is welcome. People, traffic, toilet paper that doesn't feel like a lump of coal, toilets that flush instead of trying to suck your guts out of your backside, warm showers, real food, walking more than 10 feet in a straight line, lawn, everything. The following morning was day one of the next job's DWOP, drill the well on paper meeting. During these meetings, everyone involved in the operation, from the brightest minds in the oil world to a third generation driller with the attention span of a 9-year-old and obvious anger management problems, sits around a nice hotel conference room packed with 3-dimensional well bore schematics and more laptops than a Tokyo subway and gets blind drunk for 3 days. If drinking was an Olympic sport, these guys would be the best in the world. I'm not quite sure how I survived it, but I did. Just.